if I have to tell you one more time to log out the materials we shipping, I'm gonna smack you so hard your mama gonna call me for pointers on how to go upside your head so perfectly. Man, this is shit I've taught you from day one. Now get out of my sight, Kenan. And chucklehead.
Oh, hey. What's up, long man? Hey, buddy. Just stopping in to check on the construction supplies being shipped out along with the canisters and our tracking devices. What did Kenan do this time?
Not taking inventory of cargo, heading out and heading in to be stored.
Isn't that a job for the LO workers?
Yeah, most times.
But I've always told my team to double-check what they're logging in and out. Not saying they make a lot of mistakes or nothing, but, no, actually, that's exactly what I'm saying. They do make a lot of mistakes. Okay. Well, I'm not going to tell you how to do your job that you've been doing longer than I've been down here, but, correct me if I'm wrong, but that's putting a lot of pressure on Kenan.
Okay, look. I ain't telling you this, and we'll say you made it up if this ever gets out. But Kenan is smarter than he looks. Boy has some serious smarts in Brookline. My man ain't the dummy I make him out to be. He's just, You know how there might be some people that are just so book smart, but they have absolutely no common sense?
Zeke, I work for the U.S. government. I am very familiar with that.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I know Kenan has a good head on. But if I didn't tell him the stove is hot, he would burn the damn station down.
He's a good kid. He just hasn't come into his own yet. How's the offloading going?
The supplies with the Cracker Jack surprise inside will be loaded up in the C-130 out on the skiway by 1300 today. It's scheduled to hit McMurdo tonight and then offload to a cargo crate going back to Christchurch. The hidden supplies of Mudtown we put in a separate container and everything heads out at the end of the week.
Did your ex-wife confirm supplies from Palmer were slated to be picked up?
See, I knew as soon as I told you that, you hang it over my head. Yes, to answer your question, the Lawrence M. Gold arrives tomorrow and will be loaded up. The canisters they have will be headed out the Falklands first, then Sao Paulo, and finally hit Miami in 2 weeks.
Well, sounds like everything's going smoothly then.
For a change? Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I love when summer comes back to station. But all these new to Waltz and workers mess up my schedules.
Then you add the scrubs in.
Pisses me off.
Scrubs?
Yeah, take it easy. It's not the TLC kind. Specialized electricians sent down by Bolo to repair the breakers in the ice caves. The ones we fried when we got Fred out the hailing jumps?
Oh, then why not just have Patrick do it? He's the station's head electrician, isn't he?
Oh, he got shut out by your scary British assassin lady. Part of the new security procedures. Wainwright knows better than to let them mess around my arches, but inside the power relay room that feeds whatever it is they're doing in the tunnels, he gave him a green light to work.
And you're okay with that?
Hell no, I'm not okay with that. But shit.
Oh, man. Excuse me, Lowe.
We all got people we have to report to and answer to. I'm not happy about it. I don't like it. And they best not try to overreach and do anything outside that room I don't approve. But there ain't nothing I can do about it.
Well, we knew we'd face resistance the more we dug into Atlas and everything they're doing. I guess we shouldn't be too surprised about everything going on, especially after we took out their power generation.
You know the other thing that concerns me? I didn't get provided any plans or diagrams for anything they're installing. Just the connection feeds that go into the room for my arches. We all saw the new breakers coming in.
Hell, they're so big you can't really hide them. But
the number of crates that have no markings on them, they're installing more than just replacement breakers in there.
Maybe Mr. Kelly has some idea what it could be.
Nope, that was my first thought too. But Tommy said all the paperwork he'd normally get and have to process is being withheld by Jocelyn.
Well, no surprises there. Okay. Every team continue to watch these Bolo electricians as closely as they can. Tell them not to be obvious about it. But the more we can get familiar with whatever they're doing in there,
the more we'll be able to plan for it. Yeah, I already told them that. They on it.
Yeah, of course. Good man. I have a call in with my new marshal later this morning, and I have some paperwork I need to catch up on. Oh, and I keep needing to talk with Franklin. Want to get some lunch after that?
What exactly do you need with that POSSA?
I've got some background files and data on somebody, and there are court-sealed documents referenced. I need somebody not on the outside with legal experience to help me understand what might be going on.
Yeah? Well, good luck with that. I'd love to do lunch with you, but these scrubs are going to be working all day on whatever it is they're doing. I don't want to be too far away in case they try something. You bring me something anyway, though?
Yeah, no problem, buddy. I'll radio down once I know what they're serving, and you tell me what you want.
Yeah, appreciate you. See you later, long man.
Keenan, where you at, young blood? Because my stress level is going up, so I know you are doing something stupid.
Recording stopped.
Good morning, y'all, and I hope all my polies are doing wonderful this morning. Today is Monday, October 5th, and it's 0900 on the tick. This is Miss Sherilyn here with your South Pole Daily Announcements. Summer tryouts for Ice Picks volleyball team will be held this coming Tuesday at 1700 hours. Coach Bland has announced all matches against the McMurdo Mudbirds and Palmer Polar Bears will be broadcast live on ICFM this year. How exciting, y'all! Unfortunately, games against other Nation Research Station teams may be complicated. More on that in a bit. Any y'all interested should chat with Team Captain Fred Ferguson and sign up for the co-ed teams. The ARO and clean air sector beyond will be off limits to all non-scientific staff from 0800 to 2000 hours tomorrow to allow for recalibration of sensitive atmospheric sampling equipment. All science staff should remember to take a bag lunch and supper with them, which will be prepared and available for pickup at 0600 tomorrow morning. Chief Meteorologist Topper Hunt asks that y'all, Okay, he says, if you're ready, let's do it. Ride it, my pony, my saddle's waiting. Come and jump on it. Have to get our new HR person over there. Jack Cushingham and Larry Blake will play Frank DeNota and Mike Cohen for the Pinochle Championship of Amundsen Scott. Well, that's a fix if I ever heard one. All those interested in watching should meet in the B4 Lounge Thursday evening at 1900. Point spreads are yet to be announced. Oh my word! Buckle in, kids! The next Antarctica Has Talent competition will begin in 2 weeks. This year's celebrity judges will be our own custodian, Mikhail. Dr. Carl Jovac from the MAPO Lab, Keenan Drexler, Assistant Station Engineer, and Julia Chipperfield, our Human Resources Leader, get your musical acts, magic acts, your comedy skits, or polish off whatever y'all want to showcase. Don't know how we'll top last year's accordion solo, but I, for one, can't wait. Lunch Lady Alice updated her weekly schedule, and we have so many new meal options since the summer resupply. So today, for her lunch specials, she'll be rustling up some hearty beef stew, chicken Caesar salad, or hot Reuben sandwiches. Vegetarian specials will be elbow macaroni in tomato sauce or Mexican rice and bean bowl. For supper tonight, they're fixing to make beef Wellington, linguine and marinara sauce, or hamburger casserole. Vegetarian meals will be sesame, garlic, ramen noodles, or kung pao tofu. Finally, we've been given some new directions and rules from the NSF and the Office of Polar Projects.
You down with old PP? Yeah, you know me.
From Director Seth Ramon Pachinaten to all United States Antarctic Research Stations. October 28, 2022. I have been asked by Congress to provide instructions to all research-based administration and regional managers enacted by President Campbell and Executive Order 14034. The ongoing emergency declared in Executive Order arises from a variety of factors, including the continuing effort of foreign adversaries to steal or otherwise obtain United States classified and proprietary data. That continuing effort by foreign adversaries constitutes an unusual and extraordinary threat to the national security of the United States. As of January 1st, 2023, all access to federal, military, infrastructure, and research facilities funded by Congress or taxpayer monies will be restricted to non-U.S. citizens. Any visitation for any purpose must first be documented. Anyway, he just keeps carrying on and on for a while. Well, not exactly rolling out the welcome mat anymore, are we? Any planned visits by other stations here on the ice should be sent to Mr. Kelly to ensure we remain compliant. So there you go. You take care now, my police. Keep an eye on one another and get them final visits in while you can. You have a wonderful and blessed day. Thank you.
So, in essence, the only way anybody can interrupt the power distribution from this room will be inside the room.
Exactly that. You see those large units over there? Those are UPS battery backups, 10 units each with an hour run rate capacity. Even if there is an interruption from the power generator, these batteries will instantly kick in and provide backup energy for at least 10 hours, possibly up to 12.
And the handoff from the generator to the batteries?
Will be instantaneous. Other than a failover alarms and notification that will sound, anybody inside, well, wherever these units are providing power won't even know anything happened.
And how long until installation is complete and the units begin charging?
At this rate, we should be done in another 2 days. We could probably wrap up quicker if I could have my whole team in the actual facility to assist rather than just me.
Unacceptable. National and OPSEC come first. Everything else takes a backseat. I don't want this done fast. I want this done correctly.
You're the boss.
What?
Ma'am, Dr. Wainwright.
I am the area manager of this station and have access to all portions of it. Cretan.
It's all right, mate. Let the good doctor in. Cheers.
I thought you said I had full access and updates to all your enhancements.
Spot on. I did indeed say that, Wainwright. Full updates and full access. When I say it's appropriate. Before that vein in your forehead explodes from frustration. Obviously, the new biometric and X10 locks haven't been installed yet, and we haven't uploaded your finger or retinal prints. So until such time, I have one of these lads restricting access to anybody other than their own team or myself until after the locks are installed and activated. So rest assured, when everything is completed, you'll have the full access you expect.
How long before your systems are restored and we can resume our work? It has been almost 5 weeks to be able to conduct any further tests or on the Canadian station.
Oh, it should be another 72 hours and your power will be restored. All the security safeguards I need in place will also be completed by that time as well. Now, was there something specific you wanted, Doctor, or can we go back to repairing your infrastructure systems rather than having a chin wag?
This is simply insufferable. How am I expected to perform to the workload and porting goals Beauregard Lowing has set down if I'm constantly being interrupted?
Your performance anxiety notwithstanding. Cracker of a pun, that. Wainwright, I'm more than happy to stand here blocking these lads who are replacing all the damaged and substandard Fermilab technology with more advanced Bolo upgrades. Or do you want to go ahead and sod off and let us do what needs doing?
I am not sure which is more appalling, your lack of decorum or free use of vulgarity. I expect as much from the deputy marshal with his rural upbringing. But you, Agent Fowler, you're from the mother country.
Oh, of course, you're correct, Wainwright. In Great Britannia, we all gather for our tea and crumpets with Queen Lizzie each afternoon. We all root for Manchester United Football Club. Everybody eats bangers and mash and drink our pints of bitters each evening while throwing darts. I hold 3 citizenships, and I don't consider myself a Brit. I despise tea. I don't even know what a crumpet is. I detest the Queen Mum and have punched 3 members of the royal family in the past 10 years. Football is inferior to rugby. I don't get pissed on beer. I drink whiskey straight. Now, if my language offends you, then I do indeed apologize, Dr. Wainwright. Rather than sod off, allow me to say, Fuck off and get out of my hair, tosser!
Absolutely unbelievable. A lot of distractions and unprofessional demeanor we're expected to perform under. She's just even like tea.
Well, I think I frightened him off for a while. Now, what did you need to see me about again?
We'll be ready in about 2 hours to run a cross-connect with some of the upgraded Bolo equipment to the station's power feeds, but...
But the station's chief engineer isn't providing you the access that you need.
Exactly that. He wants to look over the MEP drawings from the equipment and the infrastructure. He said he didn't want to connect anything to the station that he isn't completely familiar with. And he kept talking about his lady. What's that?
I was briefed to expect something along these lines. Start getting everything you need in place, and I'll get the cross-connects established. I'll deal with the chief.
Recording has concluded.
Nothing at all?
No traces or signs on the waste pallets. If there were canisters of drugs inside, they hauled them out intact. Best guess is due to everything being frozen and the time it would take to extract them.
Easier to thaw out in your own facility where there isn't a clock running, that makes sense. But I have to say, I almost feel bad for whoever they had to extract those canisters, just like the escape scene from Shawshank.
The NTSB are still evaluating the wreckage and going through the normal steps of their investigation, but with the pallets and canisters not there any longer, the FBI are taking a knee on this one.
The funding and resources somebody shelled out to have a team travel to the Antarctic mountain range at the worst conditions of the year and to get the items out. We're not talking street-level bad guys here.
We came to the same conclusions. Nobody on this side even imagined somebody would be brazen enough to attempt this at all, let alone in the middle of the winter season. We should have kept satellite eyes on the area to monitor.
Chinese government?
They're the logical first suspects, but...
Marshall?
It's just... It's not the PRC style. Everything I've ever seen or read concerning Beijing is always overly complex. Deception, distractions, countermeasures, guile, misdirection. According to the FBI on scene, this was a get-in, haul-out, no-finesse operation. Elbow grease and brute force. Too lowbrow for Beijing.
So then we have a new player on the board.
Pardon?
Sorry, it's something, something Charlie used to say.
Good analogy, nonetheless. We have feelers out with the other U.S. Antarctic stations and those of our allies to see if anybody noted anything unusual over the winter. With no tracks left, no indication of who was on site after rescue, and little evidence to go on...
Little. So there is some evidence.
Perhaps. There was an old-style pry bar that was found. It's typical of the model sent to Amundsen or McMurdo. Stood out. The local FBI agents bagged it for evidence before they bowed out, and it will be flown to Quantico to be checked for prints.
Doesn't sound like any of the tools we use down here, but I can chat with our resident engineering chief to see what he knows. Anything else you can tell me about it to help him ID it?
Where was it? Oh, here we go. They took a snapshot with their phone, some kind of a maker stamp or hallmark on the shaft of the bar. I'll send a copy down, but it looks like... 2130, then the letters Papa, Lima, Victor, Michael, Bravo, Oscar. There's what looks like maybe a star symbol, and then Delta Echo dash 173.
173. Got it. I'm supposed to helicopter back to McMurdo tomorrow to catch up with Special Deputy Culligan and get caught up on some reviews of staff. Our resident pilot said he could detour and put us down on the crash site for an hour to pick up personal items left behind. I get a first-hand look at the pry bar, though.
I'll call the lead agent on site to let them know, but I believe they may have already shipped the bar out to Quantico.
No problem if they did, since we wanted to hit the Mount Markham anyway. MacTown requested we drop off some items to the crash investigation team to help keep them warm and safe. Propane heaters, solar chargers, fresh food versus the emergency rations that I'm sure they're probably sick of by now.
How long are you scheduled to be at McMurdo?
Only 2 days. Culligan wasn't briefed on the DreamWack shipment and not working that case directly, so he isn't aware of the operation. I'm heading down to make sure there aren't any wrinkles when our contrabander McMurdo gets picked up and shipped out. Officially, however, I'm just there for a tour, performance evaluations, and filling out paperwork.
Any more problems with the defense intelligence agent?
Oh, I am having multiple problems with Jocelyn being down here. Call it muscle memory, but every time I see her in the hallways, my gun hand twitches.
Everybody look into Charlie and Janet's homicide, and her alibi are telling me she wasn't in Hawaii when they were murdered, though. She's well documented by more than a dozen eyewitnesses, as well as being seen on live television at the same time they died, almost half the globe away. Reluctantly, I have to admit
that she's innocent.
Oh, no, no. She's far, so far away from being anything close to innocent, but it looks like she wasn't involved in the murders.
I'm not getting any complaints or concerns from NSF or Washington, so it sounds as if things are calm, at least for the moment.
Bass, darling. Zeke needs you down in the arches. Can y'all head down there quickly? Sounds like there may be a tussling going on. Thank you, Shug.
For the moment, yes. I apologize, Marshall. I'm actually being paged.
I heard. And it's no problem. I'm actually needed myself in another meeting. Take care, Deputy, and let's chat when you return from McMurdo.
Yes, ma'am. Good day, Marshall.
Recording has commenced.
You are in my station. I don't care if you got orders from Yahweh himself. Ain't nobody installing nothing or connecting anything in my distribution units and inside my power generator room unless I know what it is and I clear it.
Sorry for addressing you, common lord. Damn fool's trying to get me losing my religion up in here.
What's the row about this time?
You said all they wanted to do was set up a parallel circuit connected in my PDU to get juice for whatever evil hoodoo y'all be doing in your secret squirrel room. I was hesitant, but I wanted to be a good neighbor and help out my fellow man. Now I see they're trying to install some remote connection device on my power distribution unit.
We tried explaining, ma'am. It's simply a fluke 3543 phase.
Oh. See? See? Now you think I'm stupid, huh? How stupid do you think I am? We use those here in the station. I know exactly what they do. I also know you can modify them to adjust power distribution loads over the internet. Nice try, lady, but not having it while I'm here.
And how long do you want that to be?
I don't get you.
Mr. Bustamante, you are here as a contract worker, right? Under the NSF?
Mm-hmm. What's your point?
Well, I'm fairly positive we can have your contract revoked for insubordination.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay, so you're going to threaten my job now. Threaten me. All right. Lady, I don't work for you. I don't work for Beauregard alone. I don't got to take direction from any of y'all. But, even all that said, tell you what. You go ahead and install your little spy box. Hell, I won't even stop you. I won't even move from this here spot.
Install it.
Ah!
What did you do, Bustamante?
What do you mean? I've been standing right here this whole time. You were watching me with your own eyes, just standing here, arms folded. And damn, son, looked like that was about a 220 Joel just lit you up.
Oh, you booby-trapped the box.
Like I said, I ain't done nothing. Hand to Jesus. Try any other PDUs if you want.
What's up, Chief? You need me?
You're still doing this, huh? Okay. Yeah, tell you what, Jesus, do me a favor, right? Butterfingers here just got himself a jolt. Go grab the first aid kit, one with the burn gel in it. Then go lay hands upon him and heal.
Fine. I'll do it. Walk me through the procedure to install.
First, you're going to want to open the panel and find the main input connection. Should be an 8-pin setup.
Oh, bloody hell! It just lost power! Do you like playing games, Bustamante? Because I know some games, too.
Games? I ain't playing games, I ain't doing nothing. Now, my lady, on the other hand, well, I don't think she like you all that much. Oh, calm down now, sugar. That ain't no language for a lady.
What? Oh, you're seriously off your rocker.
Oh, lawman's here.
Recording started.
Zeke, everything all right? Oh, we all peachy as pie, lawman.
Okay. Then why is that guy on the ground holding his hand, which looks like a burn,
jostling at the distribution panel that's turned off, and Wainwright screaming over the walkie that his and the A1 berths just had a power flicker.
Well, you see, that's because these clowns here tried to pull an okey-doke on me and install some spy shit in my power room. Excuse me.
All right. That still doesn't explain why. Lucille. Gotcha. They get the power they originally wanted?
Oh, they're all good on that front, yeah.
Time to cut your losses then, Jocelyn.
Stay out of this, Marshmallow! What the hell?
You can keep this up all day and try to install whatever the hell that thing is, but unless Zeke here gives you his blessing, the station won't allow you and your team to do it.
Bullocks!
Oh, hey! What are they serving for lunch today? You find out?
As a matter of fact, they did. It was beef stew or hot Reuben sandwiches.
Hot damn! Hot damn! Reubens! Melted Swiss cheese, Russian dressing? I'm gonna get me two. Here, I thought we'd deal with this shit all day. Excuse my language, man, Poppins. Ah!
You good here now?
Yeah! Gonna have Jesus put some burn gel on Butterfingers here and take him up to Club Med. Then, gonna have my Reuben on.
You coming? I'll be up in a bit. I just need to chat with Franklin first.
Okay. See you, your demon, if you say so. What the hell are you waiting for, Butterfingers? Didn't you hear my boy say Rubens? Get your crispy ass off, and we'll go find my boy Jesus. This is how we Reuben. Sing with me.
This is how we Reuben?
Counselor.
I'll lead you all night long.
Counselor.
Taste everything you got. Come on, make my tootsie pop.
Franklin!
Oh. I'm sorry, Inspector Javert. I didn't smell you coming in.
You like boy bands, you?
Boy bands, hardly. And by no means anywhere as embarrassing, Deputy Marshal. I'm a grown demon with refined taste, after all. That was K-pop.
What the hell is K-pop?
Korean pop music? K-pop? What all the kids are listening to nowadays, Granddad?
Cute. Listen, I'd like to pick your brain on a legal matter. I need somebody with court experience to help me understand something.
More pro bono work, I assume? Oh, very well. Any chance we might trade a 3-day excursion out of the tube in exchange?
Doubtful. Not really sure Zeke would be amenable to that at all.
Hard for Franklin to shine when he's stuck in this iron cylinder, but that's my cross to bear. Wow, that's a weird analogy. Okay, Javert, you've caught me in a good mood today. What would you like to know?
I'm conducting enhanced background checks on a few people here on station, all in relation to the crash and sabotage of the plane, also the station. One individual's file had information which looks odd to me. Items which I couldn't seem to reconcile regarding court proceedings, so I sent a formal request for the actual records, only to be told those were sealed and unavailable.
Court records can be a real labyrinth sometimes, so what's the general information you originally received?
Well, one of the individuals on station was called to testify in a criminal court matter. He wasn't being accused of anything, but the prosecution believed he would be a key witness for the state, based upon multiple other people saying he was an eyewitness to a homicide. So he was summoned to appear, he didn't show up, had a bench warrant issue for his arrest, contempt charges to be filed, the marshal service was sent to pick him up, but then was told on the same day by the DA's office to stand down. Warrant had been rescinded. Maybe misunderstanding or something. I don't know. When I requested the court documents on why the bench warrant was called off and to see what happened, I was told those documents were sealed and not available by order of the chief magistrate.
Well, court documents can be sealed for various reasons, typically to protect sensitive information or individuals involved. It could be anything from witness safety to the privacy of individuals involved in the case. If there's a court seal in place, there should be a listing of who ordered it in their court.
Wait a minute. I did see that. Hang on one second. Yeah, here it is.
ordered by hand, 12th November 2002, the Honorable Seamus O'Halloran, United States District Court, Boston, Massachusetts.
Oh, shouldn't there be nary a more Irish name in all the city of Boston, east of Blackrock?
Don't do that. I seriously want to know more about why this guy was cut loose so quickly, but without having this unsealed.
Huh. Tell me more about the murder case.
Pretty straightforward, really. 2 a.m, small handful of people in a dive bar in South Boston called Shannon Tavern. One guy says something the other didn't like, started with pushing and shoving, then fists are thrown,
classic,
and ends with one guy took a broken beer bottle to the throat.
Only you could make something as delicious as murder taste so bland. Who was the stabby? A cop? A politician? Some elected official?
No. Nothing like that. He was a dock worker, according to this.
What? That doesn't make any sense. Was anybody else killed or seriously hurt by the accused murderer?
Nope. Not other than a woman who tripped on a bar stool trying to get out of the way, but nobody else was hurt that night.
Okay. But when he was arrested, he fought the officers and one of them was hurt badly?
No. When they found the murderer, he was so drunk they were able to take him in and get him processed without any hassle. And the guy shit his pants. Literally. But other than that, nothing.
That... something really is off. Flip to the front of the document to recall the bench warrant. It might be called the motion to quash warrant. What's the name of the presiding judge and their court?
Same judge as who had the document sealed. Seamus O'Halloran, United States District Court for the District of Massachusetts.
Whose court was the murder trial being heard in?
It was Courtroom 7, case number 020CR001026. Commonwealth of Massachusetts Superior Court, Honorable Jennifer L. Ginsburg.
That doesn't... So, a federal court judge ordered documents sealed on a case being heard at the state level? Wait, you said the Marshal Services were given the bench warrant for a state-level offense. Who signed that?
Yeah, that's another weird thing. The signature and printed name have also been redacted.
Huh. You have something I've never seen in all my time. A federal judge typically doesn't have authority to seal documents in a state court case. State courts and federal courts are separate and distinct systems with their own sets of rules and procedures. In a state court case, the judge presiding over that case is responsible for making decisions regarding the sealing or unsealing of documents. Federal judges have jurisdiction over cases that fall under federal law or involve federal parties, and they do not have authority over state court proceedings. In theory, it's possible a federal judge's order or decision could impact a state court case indirectly, but this is... Well, this isn't anything I've heard of before.
Any instances where it would have been remotely possible?
It would have to be an extreme instance. A potential harm to a massive intellectual property, maybe. Risk of direct potential harm to high-ranking government officials, or risk of breaching sensitive, highly classified...
What?
Haven't smelled that in a while. And never so pungent.
Smell what exactly?
The veil has been pierced. And close by, too. Normally the smell only carries 50 yards or so. Yep. That smell is absolutely from purgatory. Or it could be from St. Louis. They smell the same. Frightening place, Missouri. Smells like a death omen is moving about.
Uh, Thank you again for your help, Franklin, but I need to see what that's all about.
Always happy to help.
This is Howie Rubin. South Pole does it like nobody does. This is Howie Rubin. Hey, Lord, man, it's got much flavor. This is Howie Rubin.
Zeke, what the hell just happened down here? And why did all the special staff Bolo bring in to repair the breakers just take off running and screaming down the hallways?
Oh, that, yeah. So, here's the story. I'm helping my boy, Jesus. Yeah, I think we're clear. Anyway, one of the workers got zapped. We got him back on his feet, put an ice pack on his hand, and I asked my boy to take him up to medical, okay? They take off. I radio into my team, you know, making sure they're all set to be okay for an hour or so, and make sure somebody keeps their eye on Keenan. Anyhow, back in comes Johnson with some of her workers. She tells them to wrap up with their connections, forget about the monitor. That's when the lights inside start flickering and whoosh. Dr. Rodney's ghost appeared. Damn Beaker looking all pale and bloody from his murder and whatnot. And he says that thing he said you said back on your birthday. I may be the first, but not the last. Pointing his bony ghost finger at the workers and fading in and out. Well, that's when they all panicked and ran. You okay? You hate scary stuff. When we all gathered to watch The Shining at the start of the winter, you left in a hurry.
Oh, and I won't be watching that anytime soon. I mean, not because of the scary stuff, neither, but how Stanley Kubrick did Scatman Crothers dirty like that.
What?
My man is chilling in his vacation home, mind his own business, right? Gets that shine from that boy. He needs help. So my man gets in a plane and flies 15 states away through a blizzard, hops on a snowcat that he probably paid for out of his own pocket for another 6 hours, right? And as soon as he steps foot into that hotel, what's there to greet him? An axe in the back. That is dirty. That shit's messed up. R.I.P. Scatman.
Okay. A ghost on a screen terrifies you, but one pops up in front of you in person and you're all cool?
A, I am cautious. Never terrified.
Best check yourself on that, hello man.
I beg your pardon.
Thank you.
B, that punk-ass Beaker didn't intimidate me in the least when he was taking in air. I'll be damned if his necro-American see-through ass gonna change that now. C, did you not hear me say it's Reuben Day, man? And nothing, and I mean absolutely nothing, gets in the way of me getting my Reuben on.
You are a strange and complex man, Zeke Bustamante. You forgot handsome, too.
That was a ghost. That was an honest, according to Hoyle, ghost I just saw. What the hell is going on down here, Marshmallow?
It's not something in the water. I've already checked.
This is Brian Bradley. Thank you for listening to our show. We are commercial-free and able to do so thanks to our amazing sponsors. You can help support 90 Degrees by visiting our Patreon page. Go to 90degreespodcast.com. That's the number 90 and degrees podcast, all one word, .com. You'll find a direct link to our Patreon page where you can make a monthly pledge and get shirts, buttons, stickers, or even a shout-out as an honorary station polly. Speaking of, we'd like to send a special shout out to the following pollies: Nick Wolf, Corbin Pate, Tatum Adams, and L. Link. Thank you for your sponsorship. It helps and supports us in so many ways.
This has been 90 Degrees South. On behalf of the cast and crew, I'd like to thank you for listening. listening. If you liked the episode and are enjoying the series, please remember to give us a like, a share, a tweet, send a raven, or review on iTunes, Audioboom, or your favorite podcast site. It helps us to get the word out and keeps the cold at bay. Until next time.
This has been a BMB production.